Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. A new report has identified that the biggest cause for addiction and criminality in the North Dublin community of Ballymun is childhood trauma. The report, Ballymun, A Brighter Future, was commissioned by Dublin City Council. It recommends breaking the cycle of violence and drug use in the home to protect the next generation of children with early intervention. We'll speak to the author of the report, Andrew Montague, in just a moment. But first, our reporter Gail Conway has been speaking to people in the Ballymun community.
We used to be out there till all hours at night turning the rope for them to skip because they all wanted to skip, and you know what I mean? So that kind of community thing is slowly ebbing away because people are fearful of what's going on.
Antoinette Doyle has lived in Ballymun for 41 years. Now in her early 70s, she sees a change in the community.
There's a lot of people being beaten up over own money, or a lot of people coming from outside with this drug. I don't know why, but there seems to be more of a glut of it in certain areas.
Open drug dealing in parks and public spaces is common.
It's not something that's hidden. It's very much out in the open. We had lost a lot of guards in the area. For such a big area, they're covering from here all the way to the airport. Like, you know what I mean? So I think between that and the homeless situation, I think has created a completely different atmosphere.
The atmosphere Antoinette is referring to is one of anxiety and fear.
Listening to the older people now saying, oh no, I wouldn't walk up that road once it's dark, where the fear is overtaking people. I don't mind going up during the day, but I certainly wouldn't walk up at night. And that's truthful. And that would have never bothered me, never.
But Antoinette is more concerned about young people.
If they're out on the streets and they're not doing anything and somebody offers them money to do something, of course, a lot of young children will go that way. I think there's a lot more violence involved in the drug scene at the moment, and it's children watching that and seeing it as a norm.
There are services looking out for young people, but many are underfunded and under-resourced.
My name is Angela Birch and I am the Ballymun Regional Youth Resource Outreach Team project leader.
Angela oversaw a programme in 2015 for young people without a school placement.
The programme was called Jumpstart. It was a pilot project with the hope of getting more funding. Each day there was three different topics covered. There was an education element to it, there was a life skills element to it, and there was a social element to it.
The young people on the course were aged between 13 and 16.
By the end of the 6 months, there was a reduction in antisocial behaviour. There was a reduction in substance use. There was an increase in confidence, an increase in mental well-being. There was a change in attitude of themselves and their belief in themselves. They had hopes and aspirations, belief that they could do more than the labels that had been put on them throughout their life up until that point. So there was a huge transformation, like everything transformed about them.
It was 4 days at the time. It was good. The walks are good. The trips are good. It was all good. A good experience.
That's one of the participants of the Jumpstart programme. His voice has been distorted as he doesn't want to be identified. He said the programme kept him off the streets.
Keep me something to do. It was good getting up, coming out every day with the lads. Fairly skilled, huh? But it was learning.
But he said when the programme ended, it was hard.
And after that, I was joined the lark. I just went back to doing shit in the raft, back in the streets and things as well. Nothing to do. Went down the stairs, I went back to the park.
It's estimated there are now 60 children aged 10 and up who've dropped out of school in Ballymun. The former Jumpstart student said a similar programme could help these children.
Someone that needs it, it'd help them. Someone needs it. The right people that need it. There's no point putting wasters into it. Someone that actually trying. If someone's trying, then they love it.
And that report from Gail Conway. Well, the author of the Ballymun A Brighter Future report is Andrew Montague, who has lived in Ballymun with his family for 20 years. He's a former Lord Mayor of Dublin and chair of the Ballymun Local Drugs and Alcohol Task Force. And he's on the line now. Andrew Montague, a very good afternoon to you. And thanks for taking time to talk to us about your report. It's a multifaceted issue, as identified in your report, and one that really isn't going to be dealt with by any single measure, policing, social workers, but really all of that and more combined.
Well, Paul McAuliffe, when he was Lord Mayor, asked me to write this report because of all the worries about the open drug dealing and the surge in crack cocaine use, but particularly because of so many children being drawn into criminality who were involved in the drugs trade. And as you say, we really have to tackle it from so many different angles. But the biggest thing for me is working with those children, is breaking that cycle. So 60 young people are out of school at the moment. And in other communities like our neighbours in Finglas, they have a school programme for those children. So we're just looking for services that are elsewhere in the country. And if we had those services, I think we could make a real difference to this community.
When you talk about early intervention with children in the home, what are you looking for?
Well, one of the critical things about understanding addiction and even criminality is to understand that people who've had trauma in their early years, who've experienced serious trauma like the loss of a parent or violence in the home or sexual abuse, people who've been through that are far more likely to get involved in drugs and to get involved in criminality. So we need child protection services to be on top of their game to deal with this. And although in theory, we've been allocated a strong child protection team, there's a huge number of vacancies in the team. There's a shortage of social workers in the country, and we don't have enough staff to do the job out here. So what I'm proposing is that we should have more senior staff in the area, because they tend to stick around longer. There tends to be less turnover in the jobs. And I think if we got that, it would make a significant difference. It would also mean we'd have senior staff working with the most vulnerable families instead of people straight out of college working with the most vulnerable families.
Yeah, not enough senior social workers, but also, you say, not enough Gardaí.
Well, one of the interesting things is we're in an area that has one of the highest rates of murder and attempted murder in the country, yet we've one of the lowest levels of Garda staffing in the country. So we really need to turn that around, and we need 40 to 50 extra Gardaí in the Ballymun station to deal with this open drug dealing. Because one of the things about it is, you know, in order to make an intervention, you need about 10 guards coming from different angles in order to stop people drug dealing. Mm-hmm. And the guards can do that once or twice, but they can't sustain it. They can't keep it up. So they can only put in a token effort to stop the drug dealing. So in effect, it's just being let go. Mm. And, you know, this is very rare. It's not happening in other communities. It's kind of unique out here in Ballymun, the extent of the open drug dealing. So we need help. We need extra guards to sort this out and to break that cycle.
Andrew, we'll leave it there. Thank you for talking to us. That was Andrew Montague, who is chair of the Ballymun Local Drugs and Alcohol Task Force.